This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Philippine Air Force officials say an aircraft carrying combat troops crashed in a southern province while landing Sunday, killing at least 29 Army soldiers on board and two civilians on the ground, while at least 50 were rescued from the burning wreckage. Witnesses saw some soldiers jump off the aircraft before it crashed and exploded near an airport, according to the military. It claims there were 96 people on board, including three pilots and five crew, and the rest were Army personnel, adding 17 soldiers remained unaccounted for by nightfall. The pilots survived but were seriously injured, officials said. The Lockheed C-130 Hercules was one of two ex-U.S. Air Force aircraft handed over to the Philippines as part of military assistance this year. It is not immediately clear what caused the crash. Demolition workers are preparing Sunday to bring down the remainder of a partially collapsed condo building in South Florida that the governor warned was, quote, tottering and faced a heightened risk of failure in an approaching storm. Officials suspended rescue operations on Saturday to let workers begin placing explosives into the concrete of the still-standing portion of the tower in Surfside. The operation carries risks, but officials say it cannot be avoided. Tropical storm Elsa is looming in the Caribbean and forecast to hit the state by Tuesday morning. The confirmed death toll of the building collapse stands at 24, but 121 people are still unaccounted for. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow Voice of America on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News.